I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show. Peter and Don, tomorrow, Michael will be back with us, but he won't be physically with myself and Don.
Right.
We will be in Philadelphia at the Convention Center. At WWE World. And Michael will be back on the East Coast and getting set for a weekend of Yankee games, finally back at home.
Mm-hmm.
But very excited to be at WWE World tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a time. Come through and see us. Big guests. Guests are already who are being promoted on the WWE World app, so I guess I can reveal for you guys as well. We'll be joined by The Miz. The Bronx's own Damian Priest, and someone who appears to be just a huge part of the future of WWE, an incredible athlete, Jade Cargill will be on the show tomorrow as well. Also, a little baseball tie-in to excite Michael, because you got to have a baseball tie-in to excite Michael. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And Brandon Phillips is Jade's husband. Solid ball player.
Yeah.
I don't know how Mike will bring that up. Maybe he'll be like, did you go to his game when you went to Brandon's games? Did you bring a scorecard like I do when I go to games? You know what I mean? We don't know. When was the last time you score kept at a game there?
Oh, fairly recently. When I go, not the last, I think the last Met game I went to, we all went together, like gentlemen, if you remember.
Sure.
But if I go to a game, I usually try to score it. Just to, you know, keep me occupied. It's kind of fun. I enjoy it. I don't think it's for everybody.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't collect
maybe
the ball
it's
and
make
a book out of it, but I do enjoy... You know, keeping it. Like, the first game I took the kids to, it was a Met Giant game at Citi Field. I scored it because I thought it might be cool for them down the road when they're told that they went to a game. Like, here's the scorecard for it. You know, that make kind of cool. Like that, but not everyone. But I enjoy doing it.
Is cool the operative word? I mean,
it's cool. It's the greatest word in the history of the English language. There's
no
better word.
Is the operative? No. Is it the operative word for a score sheet from a baseball game?
Yeah, because when, you know, after I'm gone and they're going through all my stuff, hopefully the kids will be like real old by then, right? And they're looking through the stuff and their mom says, there's the scorecard for the first ever Major League Baseball game you went to. You don't think it's possible? Marco will go, oh, cool.
How about neat? Can I use neat?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what kind of... I think different. There's a different type of person that says neat. I like saying cool because I believe cool is the greatest word in the history of the English language.
It's done well for itself.
It has survived the generation. There's always words that just don't hit the same and they just don't last. I could drop a cool in 1940 at the Battle of the Bulge. And it's as relevant as just mentioning it during a conversation with you on April 3rd. Name another word that works. Doesn't. So cool. I'm a big cool fan. I don't like neat. I don't say neat. Maybe you know what I'm saying, Anthony? Right, like, you don't think Mark...
I'm being literal with the word cool, though. What I'm saying is there's nothing cool about a baseball score sheet. Do you understand? Cool has multiple meanings. The meaning you're using is actually neat.
somebody
you're using cool.
Somebody
to
appreciates
mean,
baseball, Peter. I would say would enjoy seeing the scorecard
yes.
of the game. Yeah.
Yes. So,
but we don't know.
Yes.
We don't know if Marco's going to be a fan like
no,
that.
No, no, no. But it's still the wrong. But if you're using cool in the proper right. way that the word cool was meant to be, it I'm, still wouldn't be right. that.
Like Carlito, you're saying.
But
correct.
But I'm just
Caribbean
telling
cool.
you. All right. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a comp. Now, my dad left me, and he was still here when he gave them to me, the first four yearbooks in the history of the Mets, 62, 63, 64, and 65. All I right. still have them in my possession. And I never noticed this until the pandemic.
All right.
I was kind of looking through it, and I never noticed it before. I guess my father had purchased the yearbook deep into the season one year. So he actually wrote the players that were gone. So if there was a player that was no longer with the Mets, he would put out on top of the page. Or if there was a coach that was fired or whatever, he would put a little out. And when I saw it in his handwriting, and my dad had been dead for 25 years, and my reaction was, cool. Like, to see my dad's handwriting, and he's not here anymore. So that was my literal expression. I didn't say neat. I didn't say 23 Skidoo. I said, "Oh, look, cool."
23
was my
Skidoo.
Little. Was my little.
That's cool, Peter.
That's cool.
Now that's cool.
Now, I Marco's got a lot of maturing to do, and maybe he'll become a neat guy. But he's my son, and
you're
I
not,
my son when I'm long gone, and he discovers that scorecard from Giant. He's not going to look at it and go, "Ooh, it's a scorecard." baseball. He's going to look at it and go, "Oh, that's cool." I don't remember going because I was one, and it feels like Dad's here. That's his handwriting. Look at the players that were in that game. Well, they're all retired, or half of them are dead. Like, you, not looking at it like some kind of baseball
we're missing,
nerd.
I think we're both speaking, but I don't think we're hearing each other.
That's Anthony, cool, man.
Anthony, you didn't understand what I was saying.
I get what you're trying to say.
See,
because but if Don actually
trying.
Said the word cool. Again, different definitions, different ways to
it's
look
just
at it.
That, right,
like,
it was a
cool
joke.
That
basically,
my dad,
we have
this?
Now spent 7 minutes trying to explain the word cool.
How about this,
What
Peter?
I'm trying to say to Don is there's nothing cool about keeping score
me,
to baseball
let
game.
Me try.
That's what I'm trying
but
to
But I'm
say.
Trying to tell you that there's a rare exception,
no,
and
you
that
know,
would
you're
be
not,
the rare exception.
You're not, because, no, you're not trying to argue it's cool. You don't think it's cool.
I don't think it's cool.
You think your kids finding it would be neat, but you're calling that cool.
No, so,
you
know I'm saying that them finding it would be cool.
You're trying to find two different definitions,
but,
if I may.
But, no, this is where we're missing the point.
It's 23 Skidoo.
I'm not telling you the scorecard itself is cool. It's not cool. It never will be cool. I completely agree with you. You are most life. You're scoring a game, and I do it. So I'm not passing judgment. You are a nerd. Okay? But sometimes I like to do nerdy things, and one of the nerdy things I do is score a baseball game, okay? It is
Fair.
Not cool. But them finding the
okay.
scorecard well after I'm gone of the first they, game they ever okay. went to is cool.
Yeah, you know what? I think I hear you.
I agree with both of you now, right? Because
yeah.
you both agreed on the same thing. Peter's
yeah.
saying scoring a game, not cool. Your son or daughter finding a game you scored of their first ever game is, oh, cool, Dad thought this would be something that I would find interesting when I get older. That's cool that he thought of me that
way. We found it. No, we found it.
I think
it took
we
us
did
time.
It. I think we did it.
No, it took us time, and we got there. This is the kind of thing you do in the 5 o'clock hour.
We literally excavated it. I mean, we were dusting it off. Like, this was like defying the King Tut burial. We really had to dig. But we got
Ooh.
There. It's a scorecard. baseball.
That's going far.
Let that kid go deep next year. Yeah, get ready. And by the way, you can still vote on today's Drop Madness, of course. If you have not done so, I highly recommend you get over there and do that. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. By the way, quick tournament update driven by Nissan. The men's Final Four Saturday. Purdue faces NC State in the early game, followed by UConn and Alabama. That's the tournament update driven by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Don, I want to get to the phone calls, but if you were, I know you probably won't have time, but if you did have time this weekend to take in a little tournament, are you more likely to throw on the Iowa-UConn game on the women's side or one of these men's games?
Probably the women's, because it's a thing. Like, I'm not interested in either, because I'm just not a basketball guy at that level. But to see Caitlin play, it's become kind of there's a theater to it that I think is just way more interesting than the men's game. It's UConn versus the field. Now, you get a compelling game, Peter, and you tell me a game's in overtime and I flip it on or whatever, because I just love competition. But I'm sorry, right now the thing is the women's game. It just is. I mean, that number is incredible. I don't think we need to dive that deep into why or what it's going to mean for the future. It just tells you that people like interesting things. And right now, that's way more interesting.
Let's go to your phone calls. All right?
Do it.
Let's go to John in Queens.
Hey, Peter, what's going on? Hey, guys, everybody, hope you're having a great day. Pete, I just want to tell you real quick, my son was going crazy in the car because he's like, dude, I listened to the drive-thru and I didn't hear anything like that. I got to watch it. He tells me to call you to tell you that he acknowledges you his radio tribal chief.
Ooh.
Thanks. I want your son to know I appreciate him and tell him, if he listens to the drive-through, the Jim Cornette podcast, he should explain to Jim that as someone who met him at Ring of Honor 15 years ago and did years on the indies and has now been doing WWE commentary, and conversation and interviews on a big level since 2016, tell Jim Cornette to get his ears cleaned out and pay attention.
Hey, Pete, real quick. Pat's been in the Rumble. When are we going to get – when are you going in, man? You got to shatter that McAfee record.
I don't – listen, it's going to take me – something is going to happen – it have to happen in my career. Thank you for the call. Something – I'm going to have some sort of major boost in my career where my profile gets significantly better. Because, I mean, listen, they don't give these jobs to chimps. Pat McAfee got to be in the Royal Rumble. The man has a gigantic profile, okay? I do not have the profile of Pat McAfee. Something gigantic would have to happen where I would get an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, jump in the Rumble. And then I have to figure out how the hell to get eliminated. Because, Don, I'm 44 years old. Let's suppose I work hard, I have a great few years, and I'm at the biggest point of my career at 47, okay?
Right.
How am I at 47 years old going to learn how to take that bump going over the top rope? It would be terrifying. I would have to get like picked up by a giant and have them just completely toss me out and I get caught by other people. Right. I don't see any other way. I am not taking that bump where you go over the top rope and like your back lands on the apron on your way down.
Not doing that.
It looks brutal to me.
Why don't you just do handstands like Kofi?
You know what's a good you want me to go with the Kofi, you know, Naomi
falling
spot.
Falling out, you handstand.
I land on
across.
A chair.
Yeah.
I float across. That's a good idea. Let's go to Andrew, wants to talk some Knicks and Queens. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, man.
First thing, you fan. Two quick points, one on the Knicks, one on the show. First on the Knicks, I kind of think there's like something deep down that Tibbs likes that Jalen doesn't get these calls, because then he could argue like, you better not give it on the other side. So I think that there's like an evil genius to that. And then just two real quickly. So Don LaGreca,
yes.
If you take away salacious criminal things, he's the only guy that has gone viral or whatever in sports, New York sports radio. And for some reason, I mean, I want, yes, ESPN radio, 1050, 98.7, they should be ashamed of themselves. Because if Don LaGreca doesn't moonwalk into the Hall of Fame with the talent that he has, simply because his name wasn't on the show, I'm telling you right now, I'm protesting. I'm going in front of people's houses. I'm getting arrested. All that stuff. Don LaGreca, you're the man. And it's always an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. That's nice.
So it's a good call. I'll tell you one thing, because I'm feeling frisky, obviously, on this WrestleMania Wednesday. I'll say this as the guy who's on two shows, and well, my name's not on either show. It's more on the morning show because. To Ebro's credit, he usually refers to the show as actually just Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. So
Ebro.
I will say I'm closer to having my name on that show than this show. But I will say it's not something that bothers me or I think about every day anymore. But I will say that there are things like recognition that are just different because you're not on the marquee. Because the truth is, if I'm being honest, over the last certainly 5 years, Don has done more publicly notable things on this show than anyone. Like that's just a fact. And he's not doing it intentionally, and he's not, you know, trying to soak up attention. It's just a moment that happens, and they're hugely popular, and they make a major impact. And the fact of the matter is, I hope that at some point he's still able to be fully appreciated, because the fact is people who cover our field are very often lazy. And if the story wasn't about Michael Kay or Mike Francesa or the main person, they just don't dig into covering it.
This is North Dakota. This is New York.
So in spite of the fact that Don has this huge voice in the number one market in the country, there is the concern that you won't get the credit because your name's not on the marquee. It is a real thing.
Well, here's an example. And I don't know this to be the case, but I have a feeling that this is what happened. Remember last week when I was part of the hype video for the Baltimore Orioles?
Yeah.
Is it possible that landed on their desk? Is, hey, the Michael Kay Show talked about the Orioles in New York. Oh, and Michael Kay is the Yankee announcer. Like, how cool would it be to get what he said on our hype video? The Yankee announcer saying something about the Orioles in the hype video.
That's awesome, dude!
Because nobody did the work to realize that it wasn't Michael who said it was me.
Right. Possible.
Right? Like, because I just felt like it was just, why would they choose me? Who would I be? Who would know me in Baltimore? But maybe it's just like, well, they would know the voice. Like, by the time it got down to the chain of the person making the decision, it was just assumed it was on the Michael Kay Show that it's Michael Kay, and Michael Kay is the Yankee announcer, and people would hear the Yankee announcer talking up the Orioles. How cool would that be to put it in the hype video? Not realizing, well, like, why would be somebody be talking on the Michael Kay Show that's not Michael Kay? Like, you can understand their logic from afar, and anybody who listens to the show wouldn't get that vibe, but outside of New York?
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. And it's a tough impasse that I don't know that people who are, you know, in the first seat position necessarily always think about what it feels like. But it certainly can be. Listen, in general, it's all good and it's all great. But are there moments when it's a bit of a drag? Sure. I don't like having people scream Ebro at me when I'm on the street. It's not my favorite thing in the world. Do you turn around? What do I do when someone yells Ebro at me, which happens not regularly, but it hasn't happened in a while, but it happens. Do I turn around? I know they're trying to get my attention, but it's not my name. I don't say I hate
you. Well, I haven't gotten to that level. That has not happened to me.
Well, no, you know, it is very interesting that it actually happens to me. It makes me think that people don't understand that Ebro is Ebro's name.
Oh, maybe.
I've heard that theory, that like when people would hear Ebro in the morning, they think it's literally like a word. And they're not associating that it's a separate human being who is not me. He's my friend, but he's not me. And they can't put it together. So I'm not sure.
Is that why Mayor Adams made it the possessive?
You know what? And that's why Mayor Adams had to say Ebros.
Ebros.
He's referring to me as Ebros. Like, he owns me.
The collective Ebros.
That's right. Let's go to Greg in New Jersey. Hey, Greg.
What's up, fellas? So I got to side with Don in terms of cool being quite literally one of the best words in the English language. I've studied linguistics. I'm a communications professional. And Peter, I have a question for you. What's cooler than being cool?
What's ice cold? Ice cold?
There you go. Yeah. Andre 3000.
Cool. That's right.
Yeah, so
it's true.
Just
the coolest.
Plus one on Don's cool comment. So, fellas, I know it's not exactly topical right now, but I've been thinking about it as somebody that, let's just say, is pretty close to the DeVito family. Okay. What do you think about Tommy D getting re-signed with Giants? Will it happen? Is it too much of a distraction? Does he bring anything to the table? What's Tommy D going to be doing next year?
I think he's got an excellent chance to be a Giant, because we don't know right now definitively whether Daniel Jones is going to be ready for the start of the season. Now, the feeling is he should be, but will he be ready day one of camp? You know, are they going to want to use him a lot day one in camp coming off this injury? Anna played since November. So you need three quarterbacks. You know, they signed the backup, but now why not have him be the third string? Now, maybe he'll eventually get cut. Maybe eventually he'll get traded or something. I don't think he'll dress if Locke is healthy and Jones is healthy. I think he is definitely the third quarterback. But, Peter, there is a very good chance that they're going to break camp and DeVito's going to be there, maybe battling Locke for the backup, and if not, just proving that he deserves to stay on the team as the third-string quarterback. I think he's got an excellent shot to be a part of this team.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think they've probably landed on what he means for them, but that's not going to be competing to start or anything like that, but absolutely there should be a spot for him to play. I think he's certainly earned that.
I think he has done enough that he will be on an NFL roster in 2024. Now, whether he's going to be on a practice squad, whether he's going to be third string, he proved that he can play in this league at some level. So he is going to be, if not with the Giants, somewhere in the NFL in 2024, for sure.
Yeah, I think at this point that is a done deal. Real quick, guys, a message for you brought to you by BetterHelp. How's the social battery feeling right now? Is it drained? You bursting with energy? I mean, right now, my energy level, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Maybe a little bit of nerves. So many people to see, so much to do this weekend, a lot of work to do, and a lot of people to mingle with, performing in front of a couple of live crowds. I definitely get antsy, and I need to sort of regain my focus and be able to stay calm. And that's something that therapy helps me do. Helps energize me. Charge my social battery, if you will. So therapy can be super helpful for building a social life that doesn't drain your battery all the time. I know it's been super helpful for me, and I think it can be helpful for you too. If you've been considering trying therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, all right? And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, Don and I will be at WWE World in Philadelphia, PA. Very excited for it, Don. We're going to have a great time. Excited to talk to The Miz. Miz is a jack of all trades when it comes to sports. Hardcore Cleveland fan. Okay. I mean, Don, this guy is ride or die when it comes to Cleveland.
So Cavs, Guardians, Browns. All three?
Full on. Yep. Browns are his number one, I'd say.
Okay.
But we will be at the convention center tomorrow, which looks like it's exactly 2 minutes away from where I am right now. That's nice. A little bit easier for me than Don, but it's going to be a great time. The Miz, Damian Priest, Jade Cargill, and of course, Mike will be back on the show. We'll break down the Yankees. Aaron Judge is back, baby. We got a big ENN coming up at 6 o'clock. And Dan wants to talk about something cool that happened to the Yankee game yesterday. We got two lines open, by the way, 1-800-919-3776 if you want to get in. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Huge fan. So, don't remember his name, but huge props to the caller from yesterday who held up the Michael K. Pusick fathead. Nice. Yes, threw it up, and I thought it was a legendary picture. So, props up to that guy. Quick Knicks point. You know,
it was Ryan from Arizona, by the way.
Oh, that was the one. Thank you. Quick Knicks point. You know, regardless how far these guys get, I'm chalking this season up as a big time win. This franchise has taken a complete turn in a different direction, and that has just made this city electric. So, you know, it's going to be nice going forward to see what they can do, and if they don't make it all the way, all right. But you got to say, these guys, chalk it up as a win, man. This franchise is in a different position.
Well, the thing is, Dan, and that's a glass half full way of looking at it for sure, because if they don't make a run, it won't be because of incompetency. It'll be because they were just too banged up to survive. I mean, I think that Leon Rose has already proven that he's the man, that he can build a championship caliber team, that he can be trusted. And it's just a matter of them gelling together and players playing to the level of their ability. So that's half the battle, right? Knowing that you've got the right management and coach in place. You got to love the coach. You got to love Leon Rose. So now it's just a matter of them gelling and coming together. Peter, if this team doesn't make a run, if they do fall apart here at the end of the season and get bounced in the first round, it's going to be because they were just too banged up to survive it.
Let's go to Ryan in Port Jefferson, Don. Important call.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you doing? Good. Great to talk to you guys. Don, last time I called in, you gave me some twin advice. I just want to thank you for that. They're coming next week, so super excited.
Well, good luck, man. It's going to change your life for the better.
Thank you, dude. And Peter, had a great time talking to you at the NHL store. Really just wanted to break down the bracket really quick. So I think there's one drop that is just head and shoulders above all the other ones. I think it's that went word. And I'm sorry, Don. I just really feel that way. Okay. And I know you're rooting for it to lose, but I just think it's a tremendous drop. Love what you guys do and really appreciate the time. So thank you guys very much for everything.
Well, listen, if it wins, it wins. It makes me sick. But what are you going to do?
Hit the post, but the backhand, that went wide.
I won't be happy. Just like Michael wasn't happy with the run that his exchange with Greeny went. But, you know, I'm very, you know, protective of my play-by-play. That's not going to go well. But, listen, if it survives, then it deserves to survive.
But you start to think about it like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. The hope is, Don, that we get shot wide up against you yelling. That would be a really compelling final, because at this point, it just looks like one of your yelling drops is going to cruise. And I think that would make for something interesting, at least.
Yeah, but you make it seem like just me yelling's enough. I mean, there was some substance there behind cut his fat ass and...
Yeah, sure.
And what's another one of the yelling?
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
Now, maybe if I yelled that would
have had... You weren't loud enough. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sal in Soho. Hey, Sal.
Hey, Peter. What's up?
What's good?
How you doing, Don?
Good, man.
2 points. One, Peter, first of all, I want to get you guys. I'm the guy from the cupcake shop. I'm a huge fan of you. I got to get you guys one day at the show when all three of you guys are there together with Michael. And, Peter, I saw you Monday Night Raw. I was backstage. I was trying to get over to you because a friend of mine works for WWE to say hello, but there was so much going on with the filming of Seth Rollins. I was like, trying to get over you. It was just impossible. And,
man, I'm sorry I missed you.
You know, you with two other people, it was kind of like they were doing a segment and I was walking over to you, but it was like a barrier of people just filming. filming you, filming other people. It was like filming Seth Rollins. It was like kind of crazy. Nice.
Oh, yeah. No one was filming me. I was just sitting there chatting it up. But, that's pretty cool that you got to be backstage. That's a fun time.
That was nice. Yeah, a friend of mine works for the WWE, and I was like, you know, whatever. She was so nice to bring me backstage. I saw a bunch of things going on that it was so nice to experience. But my question is this, Peter. Mm-hmm. I know you work for them. I'm a huge Ranger fan, but I'm also a huge wrestling fan.
Okay.
My question is, Peter, where do you see now that The Rock's involved, Netflix is taking over, where do you see the business? Yeah, you've been working it, you're there 24/7 more than I am. Where do you see the business aspect of them going, like with the writers and all that and the show? Where do you see it going after WrestleMania? Like, where do you see the projection of the future of wrestling going? Like, do you think... I always thought that they should bring back the WCW retro rings, you know, to give it that spin. I don't know if you see that light as a fan of what I'm trying to see as pay-per-view wise, but where do you see it going is what my question is.
Listen, I a lot of words were just, thank you for the call, man. A lot of words were said, words Lagorde. And I will try to get through that and give you an answer. I have no clue. I mean, it's going to be an interesting time with The Rock involved. And my prediction is The Rock will not be done at this WrestleMania. I think he's going to be around a bit longer. I think we're going to have a lot more fun with The Rock being the final boss. So I think I'd expect lots more from Cody, lots more from Roman, and lots more from Rock over the next 6 months to a year. But I have no idea what that would look like. Let's go to Omar in Brooklyn. Omar, are you worried about the Knicks?
Yes. How are you? Good morning, Don. Good evening, Don and Peter. And yeah. I am very furious. Let me tell you, Don, I love, don't take me on a wrong side, but I love my Jalen Brunson. I want him to be my team leader. But there are times that when Carmelo Anthony was around and people used to throw a lot of garbage on him. Now it's time. The honeymoon period is over. He is the man possessed. And last year, whatever team Brunson has, it's 10 times better team members that Carmelo Anthony has ever had with his teammates. And everybody used to talk about how much ball hog he was. I never saw him taking 47 shots for 61 points, all right? And I everybody talks about defensive player, that he was a terrible defensive player. Brunson is a terrible defensive player. And finally, on that Oklahoma last possession, Thibodeau took him out for a defensive possession. So at least your coach has recognized that on defensive possession, that he's a liability. I want Brunson to win the team. His passion is there. But sometimes every player has some weaknesses. But we put Jalen Brunson on the pedestal that he's already has won me 5 championships and he cannot be denied. So put there last year, last possession in a 7-game series, he was the reason, turn it over. Bad possession. Last night when the game ball was tied, he had a bad brick shot and then he had 2 turnovers and they went on a 9-0 run. But can we say here, hey, anybody next fan, here, that game was on Brunson? Oh, he's a passionate guy.
All right, Omar. Thank you.
God.
Thank you. I think I speak for all of us when I say I no longer have any idea what you're talking about. But
I'm good.
You don't even want to respond?
I'm good.
So you want to explain then? You're just officially done with Omar. Let's be honest.
Thank you for the call. Completely done.
Well, can you just explain why for the people? They may be curious.
Well, I can usually, and it's nothing more than he just gets like so passionate and over the top. I can't really understand what he's saying, and it's almost to the point of scripted where it starts out in first gear. He just accelerates, and then you can't even understand a word he's saying to the end of it. So there's nothing left to comment.
I mean,
plus
I think
he calls over every show at every station with the same shtick. I'm good. I'm not mad at him. I'm just good.
You know what? It's a totally fair point by you. And in this case, he started out with an interesting point. I believe I understood that Jalen Brunson's overrated, essentially.
I guess that's what I took from it. Yeah.
That's how I took it. And and also that Jalen can't play defense, and Thibodeau's recognized that and pulled him out in the last possession against OKC. When of course the three-pointer crushed them. But why we're having a conversation about Carmelo Anthony versus Jalen Brunson?
What I was able to kind of sift through is that they kill Carmelo, but Carmelo's teams were not nearly as good as this team. That if Carmelo was on a team as talented as this, and I think Thibodeau is a better coach than D'Antoni, that you'd be giving the love to Carmelo the way you're giving it to Brunson, and it's unfair. That's what I took from it. But the fact that we have to have a conversation of what we took from it, I'm good.
I'm good as well, and I'm good talking to more of you next, right here on The K Show.
If you like me, you love to spend time at home. My home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. First, let me tell you that the estimate took no time at all. None. The team scheduled an initial call, consultation, to get the details of my project. They confirmed their appointments, showed up on time, and provided a detailed estimate of the work. I could not have been happier. The Serta Pro promises that you never have to tell your story twice. So from the consultation to the job, the communication with the team was exceptional. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. When you're ready to paint and take projects off of your to-do list, contact Serta Pro Painters. Why wait? From now through April 30th, Serta Pro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. I can't recommend them more highly. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
They start the season at March 28th. You go to September 30th. That's 190 days. There are 162 games. You have 28 days to play around with. How many times did the Mets don't play on Labor Day, don't play on July 4th, don't play on Memorial Day, but they've got to play on a rainy 40-degree weather at night in April? Makes no sense. Now, you're going to tell me that they're not coming back. Well, why do you schedule a team in April at night on against the team that you're not coming back against? Makes no sense. You're going to play these early games? Play them against teams in your division. So if they get rained out or it's too cold or bad weather, how can you put fans through that?
Yeah. Well earned. Well earned, my friend.
You called it back then.
That was a great point. It seems like an easy fix, too. I mean, they just...
It seems like a little bit of thought, right?
Baseball just seems to be so... They lack... any progression at all. Then when they finally get a little inspiration, they go, you know, kooky. You know, but it's such an easy fix.
Let's go to Steve in Levittown. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but the Stephon Diggs trade from the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Are the Bills, you know, going rebuild? Are the Jets in good position to win the division? What's your take?
Well, they're not going rebuild, but they had some cap issues. And then maybe this kind of tells you that there was something between Diggs and Allen. And they fixed that. I still think the Bills are a really good team, Steve. But you have their number already when you've got your team whole. I think this is great news for the Jets to win the division. I think you can make the case that the Jets are better. Now you got to deal with Miami.
I think they have a better roster.
If everything works out, like Peter said, you need Rodgers to be healthy. The guys that they went and picked up, they're all like, you know, towards the end. But if they can get one more year out of them, it could work out. If everything works out, I think that they have every bit as good a team as the Buffalo Bills. But when does everything work out, Peter? Especially with this team.
That's what I'm saying. The idea of banking on that to me is such crazy town.
But Rodgers is the big one. If you tell me Rodgers plays 17 games and he plays, all right, let me ask you this.
But even if he plays 17 games, you don't know what he's going to be. How do we know? We haven't seen him.
But I'll ask this way. The last time we saw him play was on a 8-9 Packer team, where he played not himself, but still way better than any Jet quarterback has given you in a while. So let's say he goes out there and gives you what he gave you in 2022. With this roster, is that enough for this team to compete for the division?
Yes.
With a quarterback that throws 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, whatever he was in 2022. Well, that's what you go by, right? I mean, he won a back-to-back MVPs, but we're kind of removed from that. So the last time we saw him play, I think that's fair to think that he might be able to give you that. And you just said it could be enough.
I think that's probably a fair. If he was able to do that, I think that would probably be fair. I just think that's such a huge if. Let's go to Eric and Hapatkong.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
How's it doing?
Good. So I have a WrestleMania Would You Wednesday for you. So you have two options. Either, say, for this weekend, full weekend, you can go to WrestleMania, sit front row, or as close as you can possibly get, whole show, both days. Or do you pick your favorite WrestleMania moment, whatever that might be, from the past? But you can only watch that match front row. And I'd even throw in maybe you'd spend a little time with that superstar, like right after you. So, like, say after that match, they came right over to you after that match. So between like those two things, like, what would
Wait,
you
it's
think?
Either that, it's either that, or permanently be able to go.
Well, no. Say like this coming WrestleMania weekend, like for both shows, like you don't have to spend any money, nothing. You go your front row or as close as you could possibly get. Could see all the superstars and such.
Yeah.
Or, like, you could just pick your favorite WrestleMania moment of all time, be front row for that match, and then, like, even say that superstar, he or she comes over to you right after the match immediately, or maybe even spend a little time with them afterwards.
I guess I'm not going to the past. I mean, I want things to look forward to. Going back to relive it, you know, I think... Listen, I got to tell you, I can't even have a widget. My situation, I'm so grateful for it. It's so cool what I get to do at WrestleMania right now. Getting to be a part of it is so much fun that I can't even play a widget with it, Don.
That's good.
It's like I have nothing but gratitude for what the situation is. But now, would I love the idea of getting to have been there back in the day, back in smoky arenas, seeing right. what it felt like to go and, you know, to go to the Garden in the early 80s? And see Bruno Sammartino and see the Bob Backlund in the early days of Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I mean, yeah, that would be amazing. But I'm just grateful to get to be around all this. It's so fun.
That's very well said.
All of us in this business have a tendency to be unappreciative and want more and wonder, why don't I do this and why don't I do that? And this week I just had a real moment of going, this is so cool. I wanted to do this for so long. Speaking of wanting to do something for so long, it reminds me of In the Air Tonight. You know what I mean? By Phil Collins. And you know what's in the air tonight? Tonight? It's Anthony Pusick and ENN. That's you know what right. I mean?
You can smell it.
You know what they say? There's nothing like an Anthony Pusick-led ENN when Michael's off the day before a live show in Philadelphia. And that's coming up next, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
If you like me, you love to spend time at home. My home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. First, let me tell you that the estimate took no time at all. None. The team scheduled an initial call, consultation, to get the details of my project. They confirmed their appointments, showed up on time, and provided a detailed estimate of the work. I could not have been happier. The Serta Pro promises that you never have to tell your story twice. So from the consultation to the job, the communication with the team was exceptional. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. When you're ready to paint and take projects off of your to-do list, contact Serta Pro Painters. Why wait? From now through April 30th, Serta Pro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. I can't recommend them more highly. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.